Blog Talk Radio.
On to home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, let you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, this is another glorious day that we come back together, lifting up that wonderful name of Jesus. And as we're looking in and through the mighty word of God, as we are contextualizing the word of the Lord for today's living, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to be tremendously, tremendously blessed on today. We want to come and talk about a wonderful lesson on today that I know that is going to be a tremendous blessing unto you. And it's about the principle of discipleship. And we want to look at how important it is, even more so in the time and the days in which we are living, as to being able to be in about our Father's business, because He is looking. He has purpose in your life. Yes, child of God, you must recognize that the Lord our God has purpose in your life. In essence, what he is saying is that he's already have ordained a purpose for you to accomplish here on earth. And it's really truly up to us as the children of God is to begin to seek out the matter, as to begin to go before God and gain the heart and the mind of God, and asking him, Lord, why was I created? What is my purpose being here on earth? What is my purpose being even in the kingdom of God? What is my purpose? So that we can be about our Father's business. Now, when we begin to look at the scripture, Ecclesiastes, and I really love that scripture over there in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I want you to go with me. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. We're going to take a look at that. I just feel the Lord just want us to move into a different mindset right now. I just felt the unction of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to go with that unction because we know that when he unctionizes, he wants someone to get this revelation, get this principle down in their spirit. And let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, and I'm going there right now as I speak because God is just unctionizing me and moving upon me now as to the direction that he will want me to guide this particular session on this morning and things, because I want you to be greatly, greatly blessed because you have a purpose to accomplish. And God do not want you to miss out on that which he has called and ordained for your life to do. And when we begin to look at that particular scripture, one moment, please. And so let's look at that. It's Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse number 1. And let's look there. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. And it goes on to say, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away a stone, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And then it goes on to say, what profits have he that worketh therein, he laboreth? Now, we must recognize that when we look at this passage of Scripture, we read it all the time. And when we take a close look at it, again, we hear the preacher is speaking to us, and he's saying, to everything there is a season and a time. Now, I want to stop there because sometimes, even in the church world, we have cliches, we have quotes, we have things that we normally say, such as, this is my season, or this is my time. Well, according to the preacher said that time was made for your purpose, and season was made for your purpose. So every day you work, wake up, it's your season, and it is your time. And so every day and every minute, every second in which you are alive, that time and that season is directly for a specific purpose in your life. And so we must recognize that we must tap into the purpose that God has granted us, that time and that season, and begin to accomplish the purpose that we have for this season and this time, as opposed to looking for our season, waiting for our time, and waiting for our season. Well, every day is your time. Every day is your season for you to tap into what God has ordained you to accomplish at that time and at that season. And so it behooves us as the children of God for us to go back to God and begin to sit before God in your time of prayer and in your time of communion or devotion, is to begin to ask God, you know, what is my season and my time? What is going on for this season and time? What is the purpose now? And begin to get the command or the marching orders or the mindset of God for this season and time and things, because each season is going to bring about a specific thing or a specific purpose within that season. As you can see down in verse 3 all the way down to verse number 8, it begins to break down the various purposes within the time. It said a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, and a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away. You see these purposes here. A time to cast away stones, a time to go and gather the stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And so each aspect of allotted time, is there is a purpose therein. Some may be in a time of weeping right now. Some may be in a time of laughter and joy and dancing. Some perhaps may be in a time of mourning. And some may be in a time of loss, or a time to cast away, or a time to keep. Or they may be in a time in which to keep silent. And someone else may be in a time of speaking. And so here we must recognize that when we begin to recognize that some of the things that are happening maybe within our lives at a certain time in things, these times has already been ordained by God. And so now it's up to us to begin to recognize how we are going to operate in that time or in that season and in that period. When the purpose of that time has brought about a loss, or the purpose of that time has brought about a great joy in my life, or the purpose of that time and season has brought about maybe a great time of a challenge in my life, How will I facilitate that? How will I begin to allow the time to cause me to become profitable in that time as opposed to be overthrown in the time? Because these things will happen and these things will take place, but I have to be able to come to these things or this time with a sober mind, come to these times with a mind to embrace what God is doing at that time and moment within my life, and keeping our eyes open, wide open, as to what God is doing in that season and time when you are carrying out a purpose that has been ordained for the season and time. Oh, I hope you catch that. Because if not, when trouble comes, trouble can overthrow us, as opposed to we can gain something out of the trouble and become out victorious because of the trouble and things, knowing more of God's ability as being a comforter in the midst of that mourning situation, a period or a season of time. I'm coming out with a greater revelation of God being truly the comforter. Oh, Shalotobo Shanda. And or that place of victory, I can come out of a time, or an individual can come out of a time of that season and purpose and coming out and find out that God truly is my battle axe, and he will come forth on my behalf or the behalf of the individual. So when we begin to look at season and time, we must recognize that there may become a time where I may not be, or an individual may not be, always on the mountaintop. But even in the valley, we got to recognize that God has a blessing for you in the valley. Because in that valley, you're going to learn something about God in the valley. And then it connects with another scripture. Catch it now. It's going to connect with another aspect of what God is teaching and what God is getting to us and things. It's going to be this, and I want you to catch this. And things, the people, the scripture says that the people that know their God will be strong and do exploits. So now let's put the dots here together and bring things full circle and contextualize this here now. Okay, here I am in my season, or here the individual is in their season and time, and things in the season and time is coming to challenge them. It's coming a time to break down and things, and you feel as though you're being broken down and things. But in that purpose of that time to break you down, it does not come to destroy the individual, but it comes to give you another aspect about God and who he is, that he's able to build you up even in that broken and situation and circumstances that you may find yourself in. Because God is always going to give in every season and every time that God has given to us. There's a purpose, but there's also going to be a manifestation, revelation, constellation, and proclamation within the season and time, because the individual is going to be revelated by God. And you're going to see the manifestation of his blessing in the midst of your season and time. And that when you come up out of that thing, amen, oh, I feel the power of God, the individual will come up out of it stronger if they go in knowing and not kicking against the prick, but recognizing this thing did not come to overthrow me, but it have a purpose in that. This season that I'm in and this time that have been created and things have a purpose therein. And if I go in looking for the purpose and not go in emotionally and go in why me, but go in looking what is the purpose, and now the individual can go in eyes wide open, looking for what God is doing in the midst of that circumstances. Yes, a time to heal, so that means that someone had to have been sick. A time to break down, that means that someone had been broken down. A time to build back up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, that means that someone had came upon some great joy. A time to dance, of rejoicing and things. And so all of these various times oh, child of God, has come with purpose. And when we begin to look at the purpose of the thing, then we begin to be able to recognize the creator of the thing is with me in the purpose of the thing. And now I don't have to fear in my mind because the creator of the thing already knew and carved out this time and this season. So I can journey, or the individual can journey through this season and time, and it's not going to overthrow you. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how challenging it may seem, no matter what all the odds are against you, the God that which you serve, who is the creator of all time, who stepped out of eternity, created time for the children of God to establish purpose in our lives that needs to be accomplished and ordained and brought to pass in our lives, because he is the God of time and purpose. And he didn't allow these things to come over you and in your life because he wants to overthrow you. But what you're learning out of this thing, you're learning how that in this season and time that God is the same yesterday and forevermore. You have learned, there was a purpose for that, for you to learn that he is the great I am, that he is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the great I am, that he is a lily in the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the great I am. And so here we sit in the 21st century, and God is calling for his people to come up higher, and now we find distraction and so many different things that are going on in the earthly realm and things. But now God is saying there's a purpose for this time and season, and he's calling forth his people to know, I want you to come up higher. I want you to reach higher to me. And thing. I'm not coming all the way back down to earth. I need you to reach up to me. I want you to look up and live. I want you to hear instruction and live and watch God move greatly in and through the lives of the children of God, because every day is purpose. Every day there's a new purpose that's being birthed out of your life, because guess what? You have new time now. It's a new season. You've never been in this day before. And things. You've never ever been at that time before, but God has purposed that time for you to accomplish something, whether it's a praise unto him, whether it's to execute down here in the earthly realm kingdom business with a kingdom mindset so that you can produce kingdom thoughts and kingdom blessing and kingdom fruits that are the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Because sometimes people want to keep it at a worldly and a mindset. But no, it's the fruit of the Spirit. And God said, when I come back, am I going to find faith? Amen. That's what he said. Am I going to find faith when I come back? He said the faith that was once delivered unto the church. He had delivered faith unto the church. And when he's coming back looking for that faith again. Faith believing, his children holding on, his children holding fast to his unchangeable hand, purpose and time, even though time and purpose are swiftly changing and things. God never changed. He's the same yesterday and forevermore, and he will not change. And so what we as the children of God, we have to keep it in our mouth. I don't care how hard in things. I don't care how strong the demonic forces may come up against you and spirits come and you fighting against those spirits. Guess what? The same power, the same resurrected power that exude from our Lord, where the scripture said he got up with all power in his hand. He still yet has that same amount of power is still activated here in the earthly realm. Oh, child of God, I feel the power of God exuding over your life, that same power. But guess what? Our purpose and our time is for us to get up and to tap into that power and then tap into that anointing, tap into that wisdom, tap into the word, tap into his integrity, tap into his healing virtue, tap into his mind, tap into the hidden wisdom of God, tap into the things of God, that life will be changed and brought up higher into the things of God. And so he's going on to say, a time for love, a time for hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And so these times keep going back in cycles all over again, but purpose, but even after going back throughout the cycles of these various times and seasons, guess what? We're constantly learning and we're constantly partaking of the goodness of the Lord. He said that he will open doors unto his children. He said that he will make a way out of no way. He said that in his word that he would be there in the sixth trouble and even in the seventh trouble, and no wise would he forsake us. We ask the children of God, we sometimes must call back to remembrance of who he is and what he's doing into our lives as the children of God. And sometimes we got to just shake ourselves and say, get up from there. And you know you can make it. You know God already put the power of the Holy Ghost inside of you. Shake that stuff off of you and just move forward into the power of God. Walk away from yourself. I find sometimes when I'm called to do some great things, I have to sometimes walk away from myself, walk away from my own faults, and walk into the power of God, walk into the strength of God, walk into the magnified, magnanimous power of the Lord God Almighty, because he alone have all power, and we don't have the power only through the Holy Ghost. And when we come and tap into him through prayer and consecrating, crying out unto him, guess what? He's going to release unto us the strength that we need as children of God to do the work and the blessed work of the Lord our God. And as a church, we have to keep praying. As an individual, you have to keep praying. You have to keep calling on the mighty name of Jesus and watching him being able to undergird you. The more you pray, the more you cry out to God and say, God, I need thee. And guess what? The more he's going to come closer to his people. And oh, child of God, we as the children of God, we must call on him as never before, because he waits and he tarries and wants to bless us in a mighty and a special way. And it's up to us as we continue to call on his great big name. I hear the scripture saying that no weapon formed against the children of God is going to ever prosper. So when you walk in your season and when you walk in that time, and as you discover the purpose for the season and time, you're going to recognize that there will be weaponries or distractions or things that will come up to try to overthrow you from accomplishing the thing that God has ordained for you to do. And what you must do is begin to recognize that that was Lucifer. That was an attack of the enemy that wants to come and rob me of my victory. And so we as the children of God, what do you do then, Pastor, when we recognize that it was a Lucifer or it was an attack from the devil that came to try to rob us from the victory that God has already delivered unto the church? Then that's what you do in your mind. You say, guess what? I'm taking back the victory. I'm taking back the victory that is mine in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm getting my victory back in Jesus' name, because he's already died on Calvary that I may become an overcomer, even as he has overcome this world. And as we begin to stretch out on God, that's how we stretch out on God and begin to say, God, I'm relying on you. God, I'm trusting you. God, I need you. God, I need you to do this thing for me. God, I put my trust and confidence in you. God, you are the after and the omega, the beginning and the end. God, you are my all in all. To whom can we go? To whom can we turn to? God, you are the one that I need. And when we begin to cry out to God like that, God will begin to stir the power of the Holy Ghost that's already exuded down inside of you, that you'll be able to conquer and be able to overthrow the thing that's trying to overthrow you. And that's why we shake ourselves. And that's why we say, oh, no, no, no. That's not going to happen, because I am the child of God. I stand in the power of God. I stand in the might of God. I stand and I declare and I decree that this is my purpose to be victorious. My purpose every day you wake up is purpose is to be victorious. Every day you wake up, your purpose is to be an overcomer. Every day you wake up, you look fear in the face, you look disappointment in the face, you look all the trials and the tribulation in the face and speak to it and begin to tell it that I am an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb. I am an overcomer through the cross of Calvary, and watch every demon forces recognize that you know who you are and you know your purpose. But most of all, you know the God of all God, and you know the creator of all things, and that you are standing in his power, and you decided to stand in his anointing, and you decided to stand in his love, and allow his love to shed abroad in you, and watch God do it for you. Watch God open every door. Watch God make a way out of no end. Watch God cause the power of God to overshadow you. Watch God pluck every down everything that's trying to overthrow you, even in your place of victory. I come to tell somebody today that God changed the lesson today, and he changed it just for you today. He come to tell me to tell you to get back up because you got purpose. God called me to tell you today. He said, don't teach. I want you to speak into their life. And I speak power. I speak strength back into to you. I speak courage. I speak strength, and that you would be fortified and undergirded. Say to Lucia, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, I call the anointing power that exudes through Emmanuel veins to be flowed over the body of Christ today. I speak it in the name of Jesus, every hellbound demon. I speak against every emissary of the adversary that I come against it in the name and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. And I declare and decree the righteousness of God shall prevail in the life of his people, and that his people shall be victorious. They shall be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, that they shall move and live and have their being in Christ Jesus, because all things are possible to them that believe. And I come to tell you, child of God, I know there have been some dark clouds over your head. I know there have been some perplexity over your spirit. I know there have been some things that have been weighing down in your heart, wondering if God really cares, and wondering if God was really going to do it on your behalf. But I come to tell you today, this is the time. This is the purpose for this time. The purpose for this time is for you to be victorious. The purpose and the season for this purpose and time is for you to walk out of that circumstances victorious in the name of Jesus. And so I encourage you today, and I admonish you today to take that thing that the devil tried to destroy you with, to take that thing that tried the devil to try to bind you with, to take that thing that the devil tried to kill you with, and take it back and begin to take it as a praise unto your God, and tell the devil, you thought you tried to kill me. You tried to suck out mine and suffocate my faith. But I come to tell you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I am a more than a conqueror. Open your mouth and declare who you are before your God, and watch God bring it to pass. Watch God open every door. Watch God make a way out of knowing. Oh, my God, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. Keep on asking God. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking God. And watch God working it out on your behalf, because the Bible said that he that will come, he shall come, and he shall not tarry. He won't tarry on your behalf, but guess what? Because season is time has been created for him to show up on time. Season and time have been created so he won't miss a beat of blessing you and bringing you out with a mighty outstretched hand. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can do it on your behalf. And so I come to tell you in my conclusion to everything. There is a season and to every time, to every purpose under the heavens, there is time. And I come to tell you, it's time to shake that thing, to tell that thing it have no more power over you. It will not have dominion over you until that thing, look at it. And that's it, look at it. Sometimes you just got to take a moment and look at that thing that's causing fear in your life, and then tell that thing, this is your last opportunity and your last time to come and disturb my mind or peace, because guess what? I got victory over you, and now I recognize that you come to destroy me, you come to overthrow me, you come to rob me of my testimony, and look at that thing until that thing, I slay you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You come after me with the sword, but I come against you in the name. And watch God bless you, and watch God undergird and fortify you, because that's the type of God that we serve. He loves you just that much. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. I supposed to have been teaching, but I feel the power of the Holy Ghost, breaking bands, destroying yoke, undoing heavy burden, rebuking every distraction, pulling down stronghold, bringing false captive to the obedience of Christ. He's setting the captive free right now. All you need to do is throw your hand up and say, God, I receive you. God, I receive everything you're doing right now. I receive the deliverance. I receive the message. I receive the blessing. I receive your word. I receive your power. I receive your anointing. I receive your wisdom. I receive your strength. Oh, I feel it coming in your feet now. I feel it coming in your tongue now. I feel it coming in your spirit now, down in your sanctified soul. The God that you serve, he loves you just that much that he has changed the program just for you. Because he would not that one, not even one, to perish. And I come to tell you today, child of God, with all the power that's in the Holy Ghost on today, that you shall be victorious. You shall live and not die. Your family will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your children shall be blessed. The door you shall be blessed in your down sitting and your uprising, in your coming in and your coming out. You shall and will be blessed. Receive it into your spirit. Receive it into your mind. This thing didn't come to kill you, but it came to bring revelation. It came to bring manifestation. It came to bring consolation. It came to bring illumination. It came to bring food and seed unto the soil that you can recognize and say, truly, truly the God that I serve, he is able. He heard my cry and he pitied my every groan. Long as I live, I will hasten unto his throne. Come on and show hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, he is that everlasting Father. He is that Prince of Peace. He is the great I Am. He is the lily in the valley. He is the mind regulator. He is the heart fixer. And he's on his way back for a church without spot